when you get those games where you can kind of watch from above, game, yeah. I take it looks a little different watching from that perspective. I mean, what have you seen in those half dozen games from your team? Obviously, the results maybe haven't been what you'd like.
Yeah, I mean, we played good hockey the last two games that I watched. I thought we gave ourselves a chance to win the hockey game, both games. So, no, it's not fun to watch. I want to be out there and help the guys out, you know. So hopefully I can do that today, come in and bring energy in the room, bring energy on the ice, and give them a hand to winning a hockey game.
What's it like when you come back in? Do you have to manage the excitement of the first few shifts? Or
Yeah, for sure. We'll see how it feels. Especially here in Colorado, it's never easy here. It's tough to breathe with the altitude, so maybe not the best place to come back after you miss a period of time, but maybe the first period will be adjustment, and then we'll go from there.
How about just the Avalanche in themselves? They've only got one win in their last five, but everybody knows they can be very dangerous.
For sure, yeah. They on paper and the way they've been playing, they're one of the best teams in the league, so we got to prepare ourselves to be at our best. It's going to take everybody's best tonight to have a chance to win this game.
Back on that line with Adam, I take it you might see some shutdown role. I mean, when you're playing the McKinnon line, I mean, what's that? What's the challenge there? Obvious, but
yeah, play them hard. Try to keep them in their hand. You know, they like to play in the offensive zone. So once you make them defend, sometimes you can get these guys frustrated. So try to hunt their D and keep them in their own end. That's basically it.